Brett Hollander back with you here on WBIL News Radio 1090, basically at the midway point of the season for both the major leagues and minor leagues, and the trade deadline's approaching. It's a great time to talk to Brian Graham, the head of player development for the Baltimore Orioles. Brian, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. How would you assess the player development and the minor league season so far in 2015?
Well, so far, good. Knock on wood. Unfortunately, we've had a few injuries, but as far as the development process, the guys, players being able to help our big league club and the lower-level guys developing, everything's good.
Let's start with those injuries. I guess we have to start with the negative. I guess we don't have to, but it's probably most intriguing to the fans because it involves the club's two most highly touted pitching prospects, two former first-round picks. Some good news, though, on Hunter Harvey. He's working his way back to health and to a mound soon, correct?
Correct. He's actually started a throwing program, and certainly not a mound progression yet, but he started playing catch, so that's progress.
And then the other one is Dylan Bundy. I know it's got to be frustrating for not only Dylan, who we've had on a lot over the years, but also the organization. You know, when you draft a player and you develop that player, no matter how talented it is, there's a lot of luck involved that I think the fans kind of forget about it. I mean, no one can really predict a lot of these injuries. You can do your due diligence all you want, but when you're talking about a 17- and 18-year-old drafted into the system, you just don't know. How frustrated is the club at this point?
Well, it's real frustrating. It's difficult because he is obviously one of our top prospects, and Dylan has an unbelievable work ethic. He wants to pitch. We're not the only organization that's had injuries, but at the same time, when you have an injury to a guy like Dylan Bundy, it's tough.
What's the future look like for Dylan Bundy right now?
You know, hopefully he continues to make progress. He's been to Dr. Andrews twice this month, and he's on a rest and rehab program right now. He's not throwing. They're hoping that his shoulder, you know, everything calms down, the inflammation goes away, and he can start back up and be ready for the fall.
Let's talk about two really good developments for the organization so far in 2015. One is right-hander Michael Givens, who got to the big leagues for a cup of coffee already this season. I imagine we'll see him again in Baltimore before 2015 is out, and perhaps very soon. What does the future look like for Michael Givens right now?
Well, it's very bright. When you see a guy that throws from that arm angle and he's, you know, 92 to 96, and there's days he's even higher than that with that kind of life movement and a hard slider and that kind of composure and maturity and the ability to throw strikes and command the baseball, it certainly suggests that he has a chance to pitch in the big leagues and be very successful. So, you know, he's an exciting story. He's a fun story. He's a former shortstop, high-round draft pick, and, you know, a transition to a pitcher, and he's really coming along nice.
Another big development as far as position prospects are concerned has to be Trey Mancini. Your thoughts on him? I saw him play in Frederick earlier in May, and he just looked like he knew what he was doing at the plate. I don't know what his high-end potential is as far as from your perspective in player development or what scouts think, but what do you think about Trey Mancini right now?
Well, Trey Mancini is doing great, and he might even be exceeding our expectations because he swung the bat well. He's played good defense. He's hit for some power, off the charts work habit, off the charts makeup, tremendous individual. Just he's exciting. If that bat comes along, it has a chance to be a good offensive player.
We're talking to Brian Graham, the Orioles head of player development, on WBIL News Radio 1090. Brian, I think a lot of fans were worried when Daryl Alvarez and both Christian Walker got off to slow starts, but particularly Alvarez, who I think a lot of people thought he may impact the club in 2015, but both those guys have come on. Alvarez has come on really strong over the last few months. Tell me what he's changed or tweaked, or maybe it was just a bad start and starting the season with a slump. That does happen, of course. And then, of course, we always hear about the ballpark in Norfolk, but tell me about Alvarez right now.
Well, obviously, he had a great June, and he's playing at the level that we feel he's capable of. He's driving runs in. He's hitting home runs. He's, you know, double-digit home run guy. Certainly, he does not walk. We understand that. There's not a lot of walks involved. There's not a lot of strikeouts, but his batting average, again, it's creeping up to an area where we're happy with him. Plays good defense, and he's an exciting player. When you go to a game and you look out on the field, there's one guy that stands out because of the way he can throw and play defense, and when he gets to the plate, he lets it fly, swings the bat, and makes something happen. So both him and Christian Walker are both really playing well right now.
As far as Walker is concerned, the drop in power this year after such a big 2014, is that the pitching you get in the International League as opposed to spending most of last year in the Eastern League, or is it the ballpark? And I've asked this to you before, and I've talked to players who've come through the system. I've heard things, the ballpark really messes with young hitters' minds. Do you kind of factor that in when you're analyzing these players?
Well, you actually have to, and believe it or not, it does take its toll on you mentally. But physically, Christian Walker's the same guy. He's a line drive, gap-to-gap hitter. That's the kind of hitter he's going to be in the big leagues. So there's going to be times when he hits home runs. But, you know, if he's a 10 or 12 home run guy and he hits, you know, 280 and gets on base and scores runs and drives runs in, we're happy with him. I don't expect him to be a 30 home run guy. That's not what type of swing he has, and that's not what type of body he has. And we're happy if Christian Walker can do, you know, what we just talked about.